From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Lawmakers in California have approved a measure that would give same-sex couples and certain unmarried heterosexual couples sweeping new rights and obligations. Only Vermont has a broader array of civil protections for registered domestic partners. Governor Gray Davis has pledged to sign the California measure. Opponents are calling it a gay marriage bill in everything but name, and they vow to block it in the courts. NPR's Elaine Corey reports from San Francisco.
Democratic Assemblymember Jackie Goldberg of Los Angeles has lived with her lesbian partner for more than 20 years. Together, they raised a son. But Goldberg recalls when he was young, her partner could not even sign a parental permission slip authorizing him to go on a school trip. She says passage of her bill corrects years of injustice for gay families.
We have no security in our families, no safety in our families, and yet our families have children, have partners that are in long-term relationships, and we need that safety and security. And we put on ourselves, by entering into this, tremendous responsibilities.
Those responsibilities include child support and alimony, as well as liability for a partner's debts. The bill confers rights to gay couples in child custody cases and gives domestic partners, including some older unmarried heterosexual couples, access to benefits such as family leave, health insurance, and student housing. Goldberg says before her bill, gay partners could not even make funeral arrangements for each other.
If one of us dies, we can't even collect the body for a funeral. We have to get somebody who's, quote, a relative, even though we may have lived together like my partner and I have. We've been together for 24 years. These are protections that every family member should have.
Governor Gray Davis agrees, and he has reaffirmed his commitment to sign the legislation. But opponents, including religious conservatives and some Republican lawmakers, say the bill flies in the face of Proposition 22, a ballot measure approved by voters in 2000. Proposition 22 defined marriage as being between a man and a woman. Its author, State Senator William Knight, declined an interview request, but said in a press release that the domestic partners law is unconstitutional because it redefines marriage. And Californians are not quite ready to approve gay marriage, according to a field poll released today. The poll's director is Mark DiCamillo.
In regard to same-sex marriage, 50% of Californians still disapprove of that idea, 42% approve, a record high, but it's still in the minority.
As for domestic partner laws, however, Californians have signaled their growing approval of basic rights for same-sex partners. Again, Mark DiCamillo.
We asked whether we should grant legal recognition in areas of family rights, such as hospital visitation rights, medical power of attorney, and conservatorship, and 72% favored that form of domestic partnership laws.
The current bill must go back to the State Assembly for final approval after the Senate struck one provision allowing gay couples to file joint state tax returns. Passage in the Assembly seems certain, as does the likelihood that a series of court challenges will quickly follow. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.